section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hello, my name is George Takei. Before we get started, we would like to remind everyone that this show is for entertainment purposes only. 3/4 of this crap is total BS anyway. The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and should not be associated in any way with our guests and sponsors. If you are easily offended, we recommend you press stop right now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm. And who doesn't enjoy a good auditory orgasm? Oh my. Welcome to It Burns When I Pee.
Welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. For the past 6 years, the podcasting god,
hallelujah,
Blake Clayton, has brought you the best music, interviews, and comedy on the interweb. So sit your asses down, grab a hold of those handicap rails, grab a cocktail, and enjoy our next generation of auditory dysentery. Join Blake and his revolving door of cast members as they bring you another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Follow that, bitch.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number... Oh, Jesus Christ. 2 seconds into this mess. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 99 of It Burns When I Be. You wouldn't be able to tell that we've done this 99 times, but anyway. My name is the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. That's good. That's good.
We didn't even rehearse that.
People know what... Yeah, I know. We didn't even talk about it. And alongside me, to my left... is Mew Jacob. Mew Jacob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What?
Oh my god, you didn't have to pull on his yanker or anything.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It's the miracle of the Lord.
Yeah, I know. And across from me, looking straight at me, like I can't look away, is the beautiful and lovely talented Miles.
Howdy.
And via the interweb, 11 hours away, in a little town called Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, the beardiest man I've ever met.
Is that a word?
Yes, now it is. Amish BJ, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Amish,
pleasure to be here.
As always, Amish BJ has came in and swooped in the last hour, and we've been scrambling, and he's here to help us.
Thank the Lord.
Some people do call me the Lord now. My beard is getting to godlike proportions.
So that's the crew.
Where are our songs? I was really looking forward to hearing what you had picked out for my little, what do you call it? Because, you know, BJ had his little song and Coley had a song. Where's my song?
I don't know.
Well, that's shitty.
Well, you'll deal with it. BJ's going to read a tag, so be quiet.
Okay.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. Even though YouTube is the biggest pain in the ass and trying to restrict our videos, you should still check out the great studio interviews and performances from IBWIP on our PiaVision YouTube page. Head over to www.youtube.com/PiaVision.
Very nice work. Miles, you are fanning yourself profusely in a stressed out way. You're getting blotchy. What seems to be the problem?
Getting blotchy?
Yeah, like red blotches.
It's hot in here. It's very
hot. Take your pants off, Molly. It always helps.
Well, I'm barely wearing any clothes as it is. I can't take my Jacob's here, plus Eli's still up. I cannot take any more clothes off.
I don't mind.
What's the problem?
My problem is I'm nervous.
This is your first ever co-hosting role on IBWIP.
Hence the nerves.
Do you feel pressure?
You know, I'm sitting across from you, knowing exactly how important all of this stuff is to you. So, yes, feeling a bit of a
Coley
bit
says
pressure.
She feels your pain.
I appreciate that. I want to do a great job because I want to make you happy, and I want you to be proud of me. But I will fuck up, so you might want to just accept it now. Okay? Are we good with that?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, many have attempted. Few have prevailed. Just ask BJ. He's always scared that the axe is coming down.
Well, if you're going to axe me, we're going to have to go find somewhere else to live.
Oh, snap. That's an ultimatum right there.
Right. Well, luckily, next Monday night, I will have the Amish BJ here to protect me from Miles. And Cold Beer Coley's going to be here.
She's on my side.
The boys are going to be here. And Winston's going to be here. Winston.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I kind of feel like we don't want to, you know, impose. And he's an asshole, but he's our
he's
asshole.
He's your asshole.
That's what Molly says about me to her family. Why are you dating that asshole? He's my asshole, and I love him.
Speaking of assholes, are we supposed to segue now?
No, we haven't even...
No.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, go ahead. We're not... This is... Thank God this is not scripted.
Right.
Yes. Totally not.
Well, speaking of assholes, you were a bit of an asshole this week. Why don't you go ahead and tell us why you were an asshole this week?
Well, it kind of stems from last week. Well, oh, no, it was this week. Tuesday, we did Sunday Night Roundup, and we videotaped it. I mean, we video recorded it, and then we posted it on YouTube.
Right.
By the next morning, there was 7 emails from YouTube telling me that my video had been blocked.
Bastards.
And for copyright barrier
infringement.
Ooh, the big word, infringement. Yeah.
So I got them all taken care of except the George Jones songs. So I guess George Jones' people don't want him to be commemorated. So we had to take it down. But, so I, you know, because I've been trying to fiddle with some new stuff to get video involved in this, and I want good quality video. So I was using that Google On Air Hangout thing. That's what we've been using. That's what you're using to record it, right?
Right.
So Tuesday, I go to do some testing, and they locked me out of Google Hangout online, On Air Hangout.
They did their research. They know what type of
you know what they
are.
You know what they blocked me for?
Jacob.
Copyright infringement.
Oh,
I know it's your first time. It's fine.
Parcheesi.
So, on Tuesday, I got home at about 3 o'clock, 4:30, let's say 4:30. I got on the computer, and at 1:30 in the morning, I was still on the computer.
Yes, you were. Porn. I went to bed without you.
No, this time it wasn't porn.
Oh, I'm sure there was some porn in there somewhere.
It was
Not even a little bit of porn. I mean, even when I'm at my busiest, I still have to take like maybe a 10-15 minute porn break.
Right, a whacker break.
Right. You just got to look at, you know, a chick taking it from 3 different guys or something, you know?
Yeah. But I have to say thank you to Hobo and also Andy from Section86.com for trying to help me walk me off the ledge. Is that what it is?
Talk me off the ledge.
No, by the end of the night, they were trying to help me off the ledge, believe me.
Walking you right off it.
I'm no longer... I took the video down, and for somehow I got reinstated into Google Plus On Air Hangout, which I'm not going to use anymore.
Fuck the police.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
I was like, BJ would not tolerate this bullshit if he was here with me. He would be calling somebody.
Well,
yeah. I am totally a guy that calls everybody. You should Nicole said, hey, can you call this such and such a person and get this taken care of? I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. And I never do. I don't like talking on the phone.
Me either.
To people I owe money to.
Which is everybody.
Right.
When can we start texting bill collectors?
That's
you
a good
know.
Idea.
Or texting to make appointments. I think you can already do that in some places. Like, I know I can get on the website and make a hair appointment. Like, on their website. But, hey, I think that's a great idea.
Can you make me a hair appointment for when I come down?
I can, yeah. What are you going to have done? Perms, okay. You're going to get your eyebrows waxed?
Yeah, and my butt crack.
I don't think she does that. But I could ask.
I'll do it, BJ.
Sack, back, and crack.
Sweet. Yep. Need my sack wax, too.
Well, we're all preparing, as I messed up earlier, and I'm sorry, Molly, you did right, and I did wrong. But next Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Justin, Central Standard Time, 7 p.m., we're going to be celebrating episode 100 of IBWIP.
Woo!
And Cold Beer Coley, Amish BJ, the Christie Boys are going to be here, and we have fans throughout the state that are coming to see us, and we're going to party hard all day long.
States. We have someone coming from out of state.
Yes.
So we can say states.
But let me run down what we got going on. We have we're going to have a plethora, like that. We're going to have a plethora of guests on the show. But we do have one special mystery guest who was a past co-host.
I think I know who it is.
Do we get to find out?
I'm not saying.
See?
BJ knows how it works.
And it's all about the surprise, Molly.
Well, I understand that, but I'm thinking that since I sleep with this man, I should get some sort of perk.
She thinks the perk is you get to sleep with me. That's the perk that you get.
No. I mean, I'm not saying
Nicole's
it's not good.
Rolling her eyes.
But I think I should.
The rolling of eyes is occurring.
I think I should get to know who's showing up at that apartment.
I've slept with him, and I don't think I should get to know.
You don't sleep with him repeatedly.
Well,
it's just that one time.
One time is enough.
Yeah, let's not jump ahead in the notes. Come on, you're gonna get.
But anybody that wants to send us some fan feedback, email us at blake@ibwip.com or amishbj@ibwip.com, or you can leave a voicemail for us, and the dial-in number is 1-203-429-4711. You can find all that information under the contact section at ibwip.com. If you're going to be in the area, please RSVP.
Let us know that you're coming, because we need to know how many hot dogs to buy.
And how much for the meat and cheese tray?
Yes. Right. Yes, the meat and cheese tray is going to be exquisite. I'm thinking we should also have one of those fondue fountain things.
I have a fondue pot. There we go. It's not a fountain, but it's a pot.
Can we put nacho cheese in it?
Nacho cheese or chocolate? I think that's...
Let's go cheese? Yeah.
What will we dip in the cheese, though?
Whatever you want. That's the great thing about
my balls.
Balls and nipples.
Dip in the... Oh, Christ.
Balls and nipples. So send us some fan feedback to read on the show. We're also, I want to announce that Manycam Pro, Manycam.com, that's Manycam.com, is our official sponsor for episode 100.
An official sponsor.
Yes. Now, this is a real one. This isn't ones I make up.
This is awesome.
Yes.
How did you go about doing that?
BJ, if you were here, it was the funniest thing. She's got a pen in her hand. She looks at me and she goes, "That's wonderful. How did you go about that?" And then she looked down at her pen and started writing again.
Manycams does some porn stuff, right?
No. Please don't get us to lose our sponsor. This is the first real one. It's the first time we've ever had a sponsor who didn't check out the show before they said yes to sponsoring us. But they took care of us, and they gave us Manycam Pro, and that's the program software that we're going to use to video record episode 100 and the extravaganza that's going to happen. There's going to be multiple camera angles.
Very cool.
There's going to be a BJ.
Do you need to bring my HD webcam?
That would be splendid.
Ooh, then we could attach one to a hat.
And I will put it right on my crotch.
Or his crotch.
The Amish BJ crotch cam.
There we go.
There it is.
That's an awesome idea.
So if you like to chat like on Skype or MSN or YouTube or anything you need to have video editing or video effects, go to minicam.com. It's free software, live video and webcam effects software. Thank them very much. And we will also have the dial-in number working. It does work. Me and Molly worked on it yesterday. So it's dial 1-203-429-4711. And that's all I got to say about that.
Nice. Hey, by the way, I'm not doing a crotch shot of me the whole episode because then Minicam will not sponsor us anymore because my junk is tiny and deformed.
Well, they got a lot of effects on it. We can put a hat on it, or we can put
mustache
on it.
So make it look Mexican. Ole!
All right.
Caca. We'll call it El Polo Loco.
Nice.
Wow. But anyway, let's go ahead and listen to some damn music. Here is My Museum Blues by Graham Lindsay from his album Famous Anonymous Wilderness.
This segment of It Burns When I Pee is sponsored by Facebook. Do you love cute cat pictures and ridiculous rants about Obama and gun control? Stay in touch with friends you haven't seen in over 20 years and get invited to band gigs thousands of miles away. Facebook is more than just a social network. It's a place to read all kinds of crazy people's, empty their dirty laundry, and helps you realize that you're not as bizarre as the thousands of other people. Join Facebook today and play some meaningless, mindless games and share pics of angry cats. Because that's popular.
I cannot take you late, the shame, the vain, and unrelenting blame. I placed a man and beast the same. I guess to aim the water in the drain is only human. My fingers unfold without restraint to cling and claw the veil from the face that drapes the windows from the rain, embracing them together in some sort of union. I must address the obvious, the mess of this and that and this, that famous anonymous wilderness, this bliss undressed by wisps of dim confusion. And tethered to the floors, I hear a scream that leaves the boards that creak to free itself beyond mere fleeting speech that breathlessly breeds these delusions. Dear lady, please answer me. I beg of you your new and naked attitude, the exact truths which you conclude in lucid soaring interludes that move your soul to some relief. Sermons, elegies, these cheap cryptic formalities to clean and eat the humbled spirit. An empty hand lays down the prize. The prayers turn to a soft disguise. The dead and living both decry, but amplify the reasons why they still fear it. The marksman nears a clearing where the message ain't no clearer, but it mirrors here and to heaven there, and why creatures revere the weirdness of their maker. Tonight my love she lays in bed while forms of dread swim through my head. Instead she said she won't contend with things she doesn't hate yet, and I won't wake her. Sweet lady that I look to, along this nameless ancient chain I yank, this insane circus train track takes its aim without its brakes. I can't see through the smoke it makes, and so I look for you.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your PiaVision YouTube page. Well, all the links are on the front page of IBWIP.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to It Burns When I Pee, episode 99. That's one away from 100, and you just heard trail music by our good Canadian friends, Damn the Luck.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at IBWIPCOM. Sometimes Blake tweets funny shit, but most of the time it's just logging geocaches and pictures of his stinky ass balls. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook. Search IBWIP. Get all the most recent updates about the show on our Facebook page.
Damn, Malls, you're doing pretty damn good.
I know, right? It only sounded like she kind of had to read it.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't have sounded like that had I not had this big-ass black fishnet thingy in front of my face. I can't see.
That sounds sexy. I'm gonna go smoke because you guys seem to have this under control, so I'm gonna go smoke.
All right, man.
All right. Well, all we're doing right now is we're gonna interview this amateur wrestler named Cockstrong. This guy came out of nowhere. We just found out about him, and he's been stealing. He stole our name, for Christ's sake. We're only ones allowed using Cockstrong. So, without further ado, here's Cockstrong.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? Hello.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to answer a couple questions for us?
Well, I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. It's my first time, too.
Okay.
So, I have the first question. Where there's some question.
Shoot.
Oh, there's some question about
Shoot.
Your name.
Shoot.
How did you come up with your name?
Do you like Hank 3?
Sometimes.
There was a song in it, and he says he's Cockstrong, and I thought, that's the best wrestling name. It's so powerful. So I named myself Cockstrong, and when I come into the gymnasium.
Yeah, here come the roosters.
Pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
I say so.
Hey, how you doing, Jacob?
I'm great. How are you, Cockstrong?
Doing good.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Hey. Hi, BJ.
Hey, man. What's going on? Now, I have a question for your in-ring attire. Do you go all chickeny with that? Do you have, like, a red mohawk, or what's going on there?
Well, I wear a G-string. I do wear excuse me, hold on. I wear a G-string, and it's made of feathers. And I have roosters tattooed on my butt.
Oh my. Well, that's sure interesting.
My grandma made the outfit for me. She sewed it.
Grandma made your G-string, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but...
That sounds like a song right there. Grandma made my G-string.
I think Attention Deficit Disorder is going to play that song sometime.
It would be, Grandma stole my G-string. Sorry.
So you know their music pretty well, then.
Sure.
So what do you do to prepare for a match, Cockstrong?
Well, I usually am in the locker room, and most of the wrestlers don't talk to me very much, so I do a lot of yoga.
Yoga, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, it's a very intense sport, and so the best thing to do is find your inner balance.
Do the downward dog? Is that what the favorite?
No, I do the dead fetus. Sorry, I sneezed.
Now, Cockstrong, what do you do to get buff? I mean, I can't see you, so I don't know if you are buff, but most wrestlers are buff.
He's not.
Do you have a workout regime, or do you just, are you kind of skinny and you're the guy that everybody beats on?
Well, sorry, I'm just so nervous. Have you ever... It's so embarrassing. Hold on, just please give me a moment. I feel clapped. Hold on.
It's okay. Do you need some water?
Have you ever heard of Tough Mudder? the tough Mudder? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. I did that this year. That's one of the training regimens I have. I also I play a lot of Sega Genesis.
Ooh, we need to get Cockstrong some water.
Cockstrong, how many packs of cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Well, I don't, you know, three packs. Oh, excuse me. It's so hot in this studio.
It is warm. I agree with you. It's completely warm. They should probably turn
it's
on
like
the
an
air.
Old wet house?
Let me fan myself. Okay. Next question. I'm sorry. But to answer your question, BJ, it's the Tough Mudder, and I do a lot of... yeah, a lot of... is he okay? Is he okay? He's in a different state.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Okay. Oh, well. Here, let's move on, because obviously that strikes a nerve.
This is a great segment.
What can you tell us what your greatest career moment was?
Oh, well, it's been so many great, you mean matches?
Like yeah, matches? Like what was your favorite, either that or, you know.
Well, I almost won a match one time. It was at Wilson Elementary School Gymnasium. And I was up against, well, he had a mask on, Lucha Maitre or something, he was a, but I lasted 47 seconds, so that was my longest match.
All right, so Lucha Maitre, so you almost won that, well,
he
that
was
one.
He was scary.
He was scary?
Yeah, he had a mask on.
Well then, you know what? Who would be your arch nemesis? Who do you really want to get into that ring with and just take down?
All the cute guys.
John Cena.
John Cena? I met him once at a 7-Eleven. And I said, "Mr. Cena, can I have your autograph?" And you know what he said to me? What
did he say?
He said, "You can't see me." I said, I said, "You're right there. Of course I can see you. That's how I knew you're John Cena." I was like, "You're holding a Slurpee, dumbass." So, you know, that's how that was. That's when I really knew I hit the big time.
That you got to meet John Cena, huh?
Yeah, and he was so scared. He's like, "You don't see me, because I know you'll kick my ass."
Okay.
Now, do you have, like, a catchphrase?
I don't know why there's a little kid in the studio, but he should shut the hell up.
He really likes John Cena.
I'm going to tell him John Cena's gay.
He says be nice.
I was trying to be nice. I asked him what kind of Slurpee.
Don't make my 5-year-old kick your ass.
I was like, "Hey, what kind of Slurpee is that?" He's like, "You don't see me." I'm like, "It's getting old, dude. Seriously. That's about what his voice sounded like. What was your question, ma'am?
Well, I think BJ had a question.
Oh, BJ, what was your question?
I was wondering what your catchphrase is. Oh, because like John Cena has the "You don't see me," and what's yours, brother?
Oh, mine is "You can't catch me."
Kind of like the gingerbread man?
No, like a rooster's fast. You can't catch me.
Well, I think
I'm going to peck at your feet. I'm cock strong.
I hope you didn't steal that from the gingerbread man.
I'm a pretty intimidating force when my music comes on. You know we ain't gonna die. Yeah, I'm not going to die.
So tell me what your stats are.
Stats?
Yeah, like, you know. How many bench fees can you rep? Or I don't know. I don't know the jargon, but you know, like how much can you lift?
How many bungees can you rep?
How many bungees can I rep? You don't know anything.
How many mutters can you stuff?
I didn't even make it through the first obstacle. It was called the ice enema, and I was like, "Oh, this is right up my alley." Then they pushed me off into this pool of water. I'm like, "This is not what I call an enema." But my stats, I mean, I can lift 36 pounds.
36 pounds. So, like, okay. Yeah.
That's what my grandma weighs.
Well, here is one that all the ladies are just dying to ask.
This is taking forever.
Well, I just got a couple more, and I'm, you know. A very important one.
How long does it take Blake to smoke?
Well, he's probably having more than one.
Oh, okay. That's convenient.
He may be shitting himself.
All the girls want to know, do you have a girlfriend back home? Or boyfriend? Both. I don't know.
Well, he knows. I've been known to pitch and catch both.
So, that's a yes or a no? I didn't quite get that.
Well, you know when you're on the road, going from city to city in the Tri-County area, you meet a lot of girls and guys, and, you know, you can't be tied down to just one pitcher or catcher.
So the guys and gals should come out and see you in full force.
Yeah, they don't appreciate you guys laughing. Yeah, I mean, tickets are usually free, and I think they give them away at the grocery store and stuff. So, yeah, come see me, Vessel.
Now, I'm coming to Illinois next week. Talk strong.
Yes.
And I would like to know, are you wrestling at, like, the National Guard Armory or anything next week so I can come see it?
Well, actually, next Sunday, we're playing a match.
Playing? You're playing a match?
I don't, just checking.
All right.
I don't like you, lady.
I don't like you either.
No, but...
I'm going to stick my 5-year-old on you.
BJ, we will be performing at the George Washington Baptist Municipal Church. And the matches start at 3:30, and... if you bring your Bible, you get in free.
Nice. What if I don't own a Bible?
Just say you're going to borrow one from the pew.
Okay. I'm supposed to challenge you to a match next week.
We can do this if you like. What are you, a grappler or a bottom?
Oh, I'm grappling stuff, all right.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure meeting all of you. It was really a nice time.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Oh, I stubbed my toe. Oh, shit. Oh, God, it hurts. All right. See everybody later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, I'm glad he stopped by.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was very refreshing.
What'd I miss?
Yeah. Cockstrong stopped by.
Oh, the amateur wrestler that I booked.
Yes.
Yeah, how was it? I didn't even see him come in.
Well, he was small. That's probably why you missed him.
Oh, well, sorry. Hope I'll just listen to it when this airs on May 25th.
Great segue.
Don't know your Fridays, huh?
No.
What'd you do last Friday?
I went camping.
Did you go camping?
Yes, I did go camping. Me and you, Jacob, went camping.
We did.
Tell me all about that.
Well, he packs differently than I do.
I believe that.
He had
what kind of packing?
Like with all the supplies I had, he just was throwing them in the back of the truck and just not
organizing them at all.
Just shoving shit in the truck.
Feel your pain, Jacob.
Thank you. See, when I go camping, it's usually a tent, a pillow, maybe some blankets, and that's about
and
it.
And lube,
of course. But other than that,
he brought plenty of wood. He had like 37 pounds of wood. Is that a lot of wood? I don't know.
It's not that much wood.
He had like 150 pounds of wood.
No.
But
did you guys have a good time?
We had a great time.
Big wood.
I don't know what happened there.
What was that?
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. There you are.
It sounded like Coley was drowning you underwater for a second. You were like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh my God.
It sounds the same when you guys talk.
Gotta love it. We drove to Rockford, and we got there. It was getting dark, and I started to get nervous and scared. But Jacob jumped out of the truck and started a fire.
I did.
Awesome. Good job, Jacob.
Thank you. And Blake set up the tent.
He doesn't just start a fire. Like, I just throw a fire starter in there, pile a whole bunch of wood on it, and light the fire starter. No. He's on his hands and knees blowing into it, and like he's some kind of fucking Cherokee Indian or something.
Are you part Cherokee Indian?
No. Hmm. No, I just... I like a challenge.
When it's dark, I would have used the fire starter. I don't know.
Oh, so you don't use lube.
But I don't know. We had we had the best steaks ever.
Oh my God,
that was like the best part of the whole trip.
We had steaks and corn on the cob,
like the old people, old timers used to make.
Yeah, no, we wrapped
you guys have tube steak and corn on the cob.
No, we
took corn on the cob and wrapped it in foil and just threw it on the hot coals, and it was phenomenal, along with steaks.
And what kind of steak did you have?
Saratoga.
And I had a T-bone or something.
Yeah.
But mine was super huge. My steak was. My meat was super huge. And his...
My meat was very not huge.
It was very petite. It was so small it had a piece of string on it.
It was a baby steak.
It said, moo. But we froze our asses off.
Yeah.
That was the only bad part of the whole trip. We froze our asses off. The second night, this is how fun I am to go camping with. The sun hadn't gone down. It was about 7:15. I got in the back of his truck, and I fell asleep and didn't get up until 7 the next morning.
Wow, that's great. Wow.
Yep. But that day we went hiking and fishing and...
Geocaching?
Caching, yeah.
Yeah, and when Jacob likes to go geocaching, he likes to park about 4 miles away from the cache, as opposed to, 500 feet from it.
I didn't know the terrain. I didn't know the roads.
Have you ever been geocaching, BJ?
No.
You're going to.
Yeah.
We're going to take the kids. I think they'll like it.
Yeah. Bring some comfy shoes.
And
no.
Just no.
That is that's BJ's way of saying let's listen to some music.
Yes.
So
let's
to commemorate my special time with Mute Jacob. There's a song that he likes that I wanted to dedicate to him, and we're gonna play "Shitty Truck" by Rattlesnake Deer.
All right. This segment is sponsored by Sickle Cell Anemia, the most racist disease on the planet. There is no cure, and treatment is very expensive. So if you get it, you're fucked.
Works hard down near the end of the line. Says he can get me a job just killing time. Said the pay really ain't that bad. What's the hours that are hard to stand? Said it ain't that hard, something to do. Said no thanks, man. It's all the same to you. I think I'll drive my shitty truck down to the end of time. Dig a deep hole. Everything I call mine. I'm gonna drive out past the point where the prairie meets the sand. Cause things around here are getting bad. And all in good times we're already had. 9 I might be the punchline to the world's oldest joke. Searching for a diamond in a pile of burn up coal. Gonna move out to the country and just be a goddamn soak. Cause it don't sound hard, something to do with me in this town. Well, we're through. I'm gonna drive my shitty truck down to the end of time. Dig a deep hole for everything I call mine. I'm gonna drive out past the point where the prairie meets the sand. Things around here getting bad, and all the good times we're already had. Time down near the end of the line. Boy, you should get a job that's worth more than dimes. Been sitting on these hard times for 7 long years. Yeah, times are hard, but no thanks, Dad, that'll make them worse. I prefer them bad. I'm gonna drive my shitty truck down to the end of time. Dig a deep hole. Everything I call mine. Gonna drive out past the point where the prairie meets the sand. Cause things around here getting bad. And all the good times we're already had.
You're listening to a Burns When I Pee at SilentStormRadio.com. Silent Storm Radio is the best website for hearing great music every night of the week. Check out our calendar page for a list of all the shows and times. Also, join the chat room. Seems to be bumping tonight. And meet some new friends that might touch you in inappropriate ways.
Hey.
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 BJ?
Yeah?
Hey, you want to play Would You Rather? Because I know how you love Would You Rather.
See, it's not that I hate the game. It's that I hate the guy that hosts the game, and he always makes me lose.
Mm. Well, we could make Jacob to you know. No, well, I don't know.
All right, here we're going to play. All right, here's the rules. We have 3 contestants this time. Here's the rules. I will give you a scenario. And when I open the floor for questions, you may ask questions pertaining to both of them. Do not make your decision until I close the floor. Once I close the floor, each of you will make your decision, and we will go from there. Okay?
I got my decision. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know what you're talking about. I know. I was just fucking with you. Jesus Christ. Have a sense of humor.
PG, are you ready?
What's that?
I asked if you were ready to go.
Butt sex.
Yeah, butt sex. Here we go. All right. Would you rather watch your partner have sexual intercourse with a stranger or have your partner watch you have sex have an orgy with three of his best friends.
His or her, really, right?
Right, his or her, yes. Okay. All right. Is everybody ready? I will open for questions. Mew Jacob, this is your first time ever speaking. You can go first.
What if you don't have a significant other?
Then it's your sister.
What if you don't have a sister?
Really?
I have a sister.
And it's your mother. Everybody's got a mother. So right. If you don't have a significant other and you don't have a sister, it's your mother.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Who's next?
Are the best friends hot?
Two of the three are hot. It would be... it would be like three of my friends. So it would be like Jacob, BJ, and... Chase. Oh, no. No, Shannon. Shannon. So, like, you know, two out of three.
Okay. Wait a minute. That screws up my whole other question.
Well, you'll have to wait now because it's BJ's turn.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna dock Jacob 1 point and dock Molly 1 point for interrupting BJ. BJ, I'm gonna give you +100 points for having to suffer through that.
Yeah.
And actually, and to help you out, Jake, BJ, I'm going to mute them. Oh. It's just me and you.
Just me and you time.
Like. Yeah. Shh. They don't even know we're talking now. I miss you.
I miss you too, buddy.
I can't wait to hold you.
I'm going to hold you in a deep, long embrace. And I may even spoon with you. And put my wiener in between your butt cheeks like a hot dog in a roll.
I just... Sometimes when you talk... I can't say anything. We just go, hurt, hurt. It scares me. Are you okay, honey?
I am. That's when I really, really start laughing. That's what I do. I gasp for air. Like, it's kind of like when you cough.
Right. I just worry about you. I care a lot about you.
I know, Blake.
Okay, let's get back to the game because they're gonna start thinking something weird's going on.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to unmute them, but then you have to ask a question, otherwise this game will never end.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you guys didn't hear any of that, right?
Hear what?
Okay, cool. All right, BJ.
Now, what kind of sex is happening with the three best friends? I mean, I'm okay with normal stuff, but once you start getting into, like, the Harlem Struggle kind of stuff and just treating my wife like a dirty hoe bag, then I get kind of... weird about that.
Right. Well, it starts off very intimate and loving, you know, very a lot of caressing, a lot of moist kisses. But by the end of it, I mean, they're banging her pretty hard. I mean, pretty hard.
Now, can I ask somebody else about this here real quick? Coley, how do you feel about this? Oh, she wasn't even paying attention.
Okay, BJ, I have to dock you 37 points for your wife not paying attention while we're doing the show.
I know. What the hell?
I know.
He's like, I know the rules here. All right. Yeah. We'll go ahead. Jacob, you want to ask another question?
No, not really, since you just said it was my mom was my significant other in this situation.
Ask if there's money involved.
Is there money involved?
Well... It's ironically, which is a good question. That's always a good question to ask when you play Would You Rather.
Thank you, Peach.
Whoever asks that is well on their way to a victory. when the tape of your mom having sex with three of your best friends becomes an internet sensation and your mother becomes the richest porn star ever. Mm-hmm. So there's money involved in it, yes.
Cool. All right.
Molly?
Where do we find that stranger? Like Plenty of Fish or on a... I mean...
What?
The stranger.
The stranger, it, what ends up happening is you go to a bar and pick up a female.
Oh.
And you bring that female home.
Oh.
And you... And you watch the stranger have sex with me. Oh. I mean your partner. I mean your partner. All right. BJ, do you have any more questions?
What do I get? You know, like which one of them is diseased? I know there's got to be diseases or poop flying somewhere or something.
Well, the disease one, I mean, if you are having sex with a stranger, or so if Coley was having sex with a stranger, yeah, she would get AIDS, but it's no big deal because AIDS is not that big a deal anymore. So, I mean, she gets...
Yeah, Johnson's still alive.
Right, she gets AIDS, but it's really, I mean, really seriously, I mean, is it really, nobody's dying from it, so... Okay, one more round, or are we good?
No super gonorrhea?
Pardon?
No super gonorrhea?
No. That stuff's not even real. It's just made up. It's internet. It's made up by the government.
You're just mad because they found it in China.
That's true. I sent it there. Jacob, do you have any more questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, but you do have -1 point, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. Molly, do you have any more questions? You also have -1 point.
Do we have to see, will we see the stranger again?
Not if you don't want to.
But you get AIDS.
Right. I mean, it would be me that get AIDS, not you. It'd be me.
All right. I'm just watching.
Right. You can't get AIDS from watching sex.
What?
I said you can't get AIDS from watching sex. That'd be ridiculous.
I've been lied to all these years. Nicole. She told me I get AIDS from watching porn. And guess who's watching porn tonight?
Me. And I'm watching it in HD. There's nothing you can do about it. Okay, last call. Molly, anything else?
Well... I think maybe I should get to pick the three friends.
Don't give me your answer. Don't give me your answer.
I'm not giving you the answer. I'm saying, do I get to pick?
Because I wasn't good enough.
No, I'm not saying that.
I will burn your butter.
No, I don't have any other questions.
All right, BJ. BJ, you currently have the lead.
Well, that's not capping. Then. Shit.
Molly, you don't have to ask any more questions.
No, I need to know.
He's going to lose. Don't worry. There's always at the end of it.
Oh.
It's okay. Totally fixed. I'm going to lose.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
That's the way we like it around here.
Sometimes he likes to feel like the naughty bad boy.
I need a spanking.
I'll do it.
That was the craziest thing that ever happened. Some little elf walked into the studio. Okay, if there are no more questions, I'm going to close the floor.
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah,
okay.
Good. Yeah.
All right. The correct answer would be have an orgy with three of your best...
You didn't ask us what we were
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to pick, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
You, Jacob, since you were going to pick that, I will give you 92 points. That gives you a total of 91 points. Molly, what did you say?
I'm doing the three best friends.
Okay, I'm going to subtract that because you're copying off Jacob.
No!
So you get negative 92 points, which gives you a total of negative 93 points. BJ, which one were you going to pick?
I got AIDS.
Okay, so since you have AIDS, we will give you 3 points. That gives you...
See, now it just feels dirty and wrong that you're now, making me win.
Now that gives you 66 points, so you lose. Jacob wins with 91 points.
Awesome.
How many points did I have?
You had negative 93.
How did that happen?
Because you got negative 92 for copying. I wish you'd pay attention. Can we just move on to the next thing?
I really didn't copy. I think it's bullshit. I've always wanted to have a foursome.
All right.
Me too, Molly. Me too.
Well, the two of you are coming up. I think there's four of you.
It's
Nicole's already giving me the... Blake's just going to be too needy.
He's going to be so bossy, it's not even going to be funny. Hey, get her on the microphone for a second. I got a bone to pick with her.
Uh-oh. She just said, oh, Jesus, and she's lumbering over here.
I'm busy.
Jesus, what is she, on the other side of the mansion?
The Christie compound and geological center.
You wouldn't have sex with me during a foursome?
Who said I wouldn't do that?
Your husband.
Jeez.
I just saying.
Stop paying attention for 5 seconds.
Oh, it's been longer than 5 seconds. Come on. You gave up on this show after the intro.
No, I didn't.
All right.
She does on every other one, so why wouldn't she on this one?
Right. Oh, she all of a sudden out of nowhere, she just turns around and goes, BJ, where are we at? You're like, you're not on this episode, honey. Okay, let's go through that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, whatever.
Are you done with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm going. No, I'm done with you. You may leave. You may go to the other side of the compound.
See, I'm thinking if we bring duct tape,
yeah.
You would totally love to duct tape Blake up.
Yep.
I'll get in on that.
Especially his mouth.
All of a sudden, Miles is from Alabama. I'll get in on that.
I'm going to see Blake all tied up. We're going to stick a corn cob in his asshole.
Two fingers, a corn cob, no, it doesn't make a difference.
It'll all fit.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about the IBWIP schedule.
Good idea.
Let's.
Episode... Do I have my mute? Oh, you're just far away. episode 98, we released last week, and it features an interview with our good friend Aaron Buzzes.
Whoop-de-whoop.
He's got a new...
It was a very good interview.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was just... like I said in the interview, he's like one of us, one of the family, and to see him get his CD out and get success out of it, just it makes us all feel good, I think.
I think so, too.
This epic, long-winded episode 99, will be released on May 24th at IBWIP.com and on iTunes. And again, I can't stress enough, everybody, to be here. Excuse me. Be here Monday, Memorial Day, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be an awesome show. Barrels of laughs.
See, I think we may want to start earlier. If episode 99 is this long, Blake...
Yeah. No, I don't want to break from the pattern.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, how long was the Christie Fest episode?
It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Right.
Well, it'll be epic. Don't worry. It'll be epic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You want to listen to some music?
Hell yeah. Let's go ahead and listen to The Lifer, which is actually my name at work because I will never leave there. But anyway, The Lifer by Brett Conlin. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I forgot your big. No. It's your big moment. Hold on. Go ahead, Miles.
You are listening to It Burns When I Pee, the podcast that has caused my life to be broadcasted all over the internet. Red flag number one that I never should have dated this guy.
That's mean.
I didn't write it.
Oh.
On that morning at the bottom of that well, they found her body. Oh, it was, they could not tell, but they knew that it was me who
follows me around, and it's three more days until I go green. It's three more days until I go green. Lord, it's three more days until I go green. You ain't gonna make a lifer out of me. I've been here for 25 years, grinding bones against these walls. Not a single fucking letter, man, not one phone call. I've seen a young man die for pride, and the old man born again. I've made some enemies, good Lord, I've made some friends, and it's
be a cheap bastard. Help support IBWIP by visiting the IBWIP General Store. Grab a button, t-shirt, or shop rag, hey, or maybe even some patches. Please buy some merch because Blake made way too many of these things and now we cannot afford food. We can't afford food because of this misinvestment.
Misinvestment. That's probably the greatest word I ever invented.
Yeah, I would have chosen something different, but yeah.
But yeah, go over to the general store, buy a shop rag. Fish Finder says they work great, and we'll talk more about that on the 100th episode. So, okay. A little teaser for you. Molly, when me and Jacob were holding each other close on the air mattress, which he loves, You and Jenfo went to the Muddy Roots Spring Weekender.
We did. We hopped in the car and drove and drove and drove.
What did you find when you got there?
Well, first off, we drove about 5 hours and stopped in Metropolis, Illinois.
Awesome.
Yep. We're at the home of Superman. We had to go see Superman. It was pretty awesome. He was there. He said hi. Yeah. But they misbooked the hotel. So we're driving to Metropolis at 12:30 in the morning or something like that. And we call and they didn't have a room for us. They didn't have a room in the inn for us. You know what? If you're...
Oh, sorry.
Well, what do you want me to tell you about my trip?
What happened when you...
Superman, go sit down.
What happened when you got to... What did you find when you got to Muddy Roots?
Mud. There was a lot of mud because it had been raining for 2 days straight. But I found Gary and I found Kristen and Landon. They were there, already set up, so they helped us get everything together, and it was nice. It was nice to be out. It had stopped raining for a bit. It wasn't like, you know, Muddy Roots where it just rained and rained and rained. The rain was pretty much over except for a couple little downpours, but there was serious mud. Serious, serious mud.
Did you at any time fall down?
I did.
Can you tell us the circumstances of how you fell down?
Well, it's kind of funny because it was so muddy. People, you know, I'm declaring that I will fall down this weekend. There was so much, but I remember saying to camp, I will fall down. I just hope nobody sees me when I do it. Luckily, the only person that saw me was Jen. I was trying to carry a cooler. I turned around. I looked at Jen. The next thing you know, I'm in a puddle up to my knee. Just one leg. Just one leg. It was up to my knee. I'm not sure what was really going on, but the second my leg went down, well, my ass went down. And all Jen could say is, get up. And I'm like, I can't get up.
My leg's stuck in a hole. And I got a cooler in my lap.
Exactly, pretty much.
Were you intoxicated at the time?
I had, yeah. I mean, well, not crazy intoxicated, but I had had a few. Yeah. I was intoxicated. It's fun stuff. So, yeah, that was interesting. That was the night I just got stripped in front of the car and got completely naked in the middle of this field because I was muddy.
You just piqued my interest.
I know. I just woke up. I was like, now I want to hear the rest of this story.
Go on.
You were naked in a field with rain.
Talk slower, though.
It was muddy everywhere, so we didn't... Went to sleep in the tent because we didn't want to get your tent muddy, so we slept in the car. So I just de-pantsed.
How was the music?
The music was awesome. I finally got to see a full set of just James Honeycutt.
Awesome.
When he wasn't sick. Except for...
Oh,
yeah.
James.
Yes.
He's so dreamy.
It was, it was pretty damn awesome. So I saw James Honeycutt. I finally got to see Joe Buck, because you don't necessarily ever want to go see Joe Buck when we're at Muddy Roots events.
No, that's not true.
Pain in my ass. Yeah, yeah.
That's not true.
He's always on so late, and you're ready to go to bed.
Well, that's different.
Well.
It's not that I don't want to see him.
He's on too late, and you don't want to stay up. Okay. Anyway, so I got to see Joe Buck, and that was freaking awesome. And discovered Call Me Bronco, so they're, you know, pretty cool. And Jake Orvis was there, and...
Rachel Brooke?
Yeah, she was there. She was there.
Joe Buck played with her, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yep, they all played together.
He played with Viva La Vox, too, I think.
Yes, yep.
Okay. Hey, BJ...
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that when all the girls in our little musical clique and on their shows, they talk about James Honeycutt, and they go, oh, James Honeycutt, and us guys just go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then when one of us guys, like Shannon or somebody, mentions Rachel Brooke, every girl that we know just kind of gives us this look like,
No, yeah. What we do is go, yeah, 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 just like you do when we talk about James Honeycutt. Yeah.
See, I think James Honeycutt is dreamy also.
Right.
I mean, that guy is like my personal Yoda.
Right.
He's just fucking awesome.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, when he sings angels and unicorns come out of the sky and embrace in weird ways.
They do. But it's pretty awesome.
And Rachel's the same way. Rachel's a sweetheart. And yeah, Coley says she has to agree with me because we love Rachel and we don't see what you ladies have against her.
Oh, I don't have anything against her.
I know. I'm just trying to start shit now.
No, I mean, and some of...
Let's just say the facts are facts. Girls get jealous when we talk about other girls, but us guys don't get jealous. That's what it basically boils down to.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Like,
you get jealous all the
like
damn
when
time.
You're friends with a bigger girl on Facebook and she's like, guys should love me for me, not my size. And then they post pictures of dudes with like six packs. And you're like, hold on here. And what?
Where's the angry kitty picture instead?
Right. And, or where's the fat dudes that have great personalities?
Right.
Like myself.
And me. I'm quite poultry right now. That didn't make sense, did it?
Not at all. I don't quite get that.
Speaking of James Honeycutt, hey, everybody. James Honeycutt and Jeff Fireball. What is it? I'm messing it up. Fireball? I can't say it.
Yeah, you can.
They have done a cover of the goddamn Gallows 47 Crosses, and it's available right now for donating $3. You get the MP3. It's to help raise money for Baby Genius' legal fees. And for just a minimum of donation of $3, you can donate more. Send the donation to Snapomatic. That's SNAPOMATIC @gmail.com. Via PayPal, and they will send you the MP3. They specially did this cover just to help raise money, so definitely go check it out. We will be playing the song on episode number 100, but just wanted to give everybody a heads up to go check that out. We will post the information on the show notes as well. Cool?
Yep. It's a great tune.
Well, I think,
everything James does is great.
Yeah, it's like, I'll touch this song. Boom. Gold. You know what I mean?
Like the J.B. Beverly, James Honeycutt sitting on the dock of the bay thing?
Right. He could do a Partridge Family song and it would kick ass.
I think it would, actually. I should talk to James about that. Like, hey, man, do a cover of I Think I Love You because it's the first song I ever sang to Coley Coldbeer.
Aww.
One time. And I just like way too much out. Whoa. Never mind.
Oh, that's so romantical.
How sweet.
And Octopus's Garden.
Octopus's Garden. That's my Ringo Starr imitation.
It was really good, man.
Thanks. It sounded Italian, just like they all do at the end.
Hey, bibbidi bobbidi. Bibbidi bobbidi.
Hey, Ringo. Hey, hey, George, Paul, and John, I did this great song. You want to hear it? Sure. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. And then John goes, Ringo, you go ahead and put that song away. You just get behind the drums and play a 2-beat. You're an idiot. We only have you as... Never mind.
He had perfect metronome timing, though.
Right. That's the only reason he was in the band. It wasn't because he was pretty.
No, definitely not. And he probably did more drugs than most of the other English rockers combined.
Right. That's why his nose is huge. It just stored so much vast amount of coke and... I don't know. What do I know? I don't know. I'm not a Beatles expert. Well, folks, thank you very much for showing up to episode 99 as we gear toward the big 100th episode, which I will not stop talking about until...
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Amish BJ, thank you for shooting in here toward the end of the day. I got to hold you about an hour and a half before we started the show. I appreciate you filling in. You did a superb job, as always.
No problem. I hope I didn't walk all over everybody like I tend to do.
No, you did great. Mute Jacob, it was nice to hear your voice. It's very sensual and deep.
Yep.
Okay. And you can see why I went to bed at like 7:30 camping.
Yep.
Miles, I'm proud of you. You did pretty good.
Thanks, dear.
You only messed up a couple times, but hey, everybody does it.
Well, and then I had to remind you of how you set it up, because you fucked it up too.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
All right, and thanks everybody for listening, and everybody that joined in the chat, everybody that downloads the episodes. We appreciate it. Make sure that you come hang out with us Monday night. We're going to have a great time. And BJ, Sunday Night Roundup, you're gonna co-host it with me?
Sure.
Well, you're going to be here.
Yeah, I might as well.
Right on.
Right. Ain't got nothing else going on.
All right, let's hear a song.
All right, this is my I Like It pick of the week. It's Call Me Bronco with Shotguns and Shells. Mm.
Chase, you're listening to It Burns When I Pee. Find us on iTunes. Also, the Stitcher app for your mobile phone. Why does it say model?
I have to type this at work, so I got to get it done.
Oh, okay. And if you're in prison, just shove your package in the weakest frail white boy available. I don't know if I like this. You won't be able to listen to the show, but at least you'll be able to be pleasured. You guys are sick.
We're gonna lie, lie, lie until it's time to die. Indifference will consume us. And all our peers will doom us. We'll become a parody of all humanity. When heaven just won't call, we're gonna fall, fall, fall. We're gonna lie, lie, lie until it's time to die. Indifference will consume us. And all and the misery of the hunger pains, for the battles that were waged and the fires set ablaze, and the memory of a better day, for the loss of forgotten, all the weak and the rotten, and the thieves and liars, the bastard sons, for the sisters and their brothers, father, cousins and their mothers. I am God. Shadows kept our secrets, bottles kept our lives between the shotguns and the shells. Hear the sliding of the rails, I hear the end of what I built. Hear the hammer and the nails. We have fallen in holes, we come in vain. We're bit of our despair, to the end of our disdain. Between the shotguns and the shells, hear the sliding of the rails, I hear the end of what I built. We're gonna lie, 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 and die. Indifference will consume us, and all our peers will do us. We'll become a parody of all humanity. When heaven just won't call, we're gonna fall, fall, fall. We're gonna lie, lie, lie until it's time to die. Indifference will consume us. Now our peers will doom us. We'll become a parody of all humanity. When heaven just won't come, we're gonna fall, fall, fall. We're gonna lie, lie, lie until it's time to die. Indifference will consume us. And all our peers will doom us. We'll become a parody of all humanity. When heaven just won't come, we're gonna fall, fall, fall. For the bad,
decisions of forgotten ambitions and the misery of the hunger pains.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.